You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Dahlia DiPolito walking out a free woman after a judge declared a mistrial in her murder for hire retrial.
This is Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A confidential police informant and former lover of Dahlia DiPolito testified in court Tuesday that he was pressured to set DiPolito up for arrest by the Boynton Beach Police Department or else face prosecution.
She was accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband.
Boynton Beach police staged a fake crime scene where they told DiPolito her husband was dead and allowed film crews from the TV show Cops to record the entire ordeal.
I'm Sergeant Ramsey, and we had a report of a disturbance at your house, and there were shots fired. Is your husband Michael? Okay, I'm sorry to tell you, ma'am, he's been killed.
No.
He's been killed, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
Listen.
No.
Try to calm down.
No.
Listen, right now, what
no.
we need to get you to the
no.
We need to get you to the
no.
police station.
I
can't let you in, ma'am. We have to do our job. If you want us to find his killer...
I'm not just 100% sure I want him dead. I'm 200% sure. Wait, no. I'm 5,000% sure I want my husband dead. I'm not what you think I am. I'm not as sweet as you think. I'm a mean little cookie. Yeah, I am quoting, to the best of my recollection, Dahlia DiPolito. You've got to remember this. This woman marries, seemingly in love, and the next thing you know, according to police, she's caught on video hiring a hitman to murder her husband. Over what? To get her mitts on a $250,000 condo. Now, according to the husband, and I spoke to him and his lawyer, she tried to kill him before with chai tea from Starbucks. Didn't work, so she decided to go with a hitman who happened to be an undercover agent. And he video and audio taped the whole darn thing. This is Crime Stories. I'm Nancy Grace. I want to thank you for being with us. I'm talking about the Florida Black Widow, Dahlia DiPolito. And oh my stars, Meryl Streep, watch out. Because they videoed the whole thing. They set up a sting to make it look like the husband had been killed. They told him what was going on. So they set it up as if he'd been killed. Then they find Dahlia DiPolito. They go tell her. She puts on a performance like no other. Let's take a listen to that audio. And if you could just see the video. But listen to this. Just kick back and enjoy. Roll it, Alan.
I'm Sergeant Ramsey. I'm the one that called you. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry to call you. Listen, we had a report of a disturbance at your house, and there were shots fired. Is your husband Michael? Okay, I'm sorry to tell you, ma'am. He's been killed.
No.
He's been killed, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
Listen.
No. No.
Try to calm down.
No.
Listen, right now what
no.
we do, we need to get you to the station.
No.
She cries. She bends over in grief, wailing about her dead husband. They take her to the police station. And after questioning her, they let her see him alive and well, and she screams out, Mikey, I didn't do it. My question is, do what?
Male running from me. I can't let you see him, ma'am. Ma'am, I cannot do this right now. Ma'am, I can't do it. Detective Yopi, I need you.
Well, one trial, the defense was,
I can't.
She was actually trying to be a reality star like the Kardashians. And his whole thing was a TV reality show script.
Don't worry, we've already taken care
and
of
she thought
right now.
the hitman was
we'll
an actor.
Else, okay?
And so this whole
Thank
thing was a script. Now, my question to that was, well, why didn't she tell the police when they arrested her? Hey, whoa, wait. This was just a reality show script. What are you talking about? No, she never said a word until they finally got to trial about a year and a half later. Then that was the defense. Now, Brian Claypool, they got a hung jury. Defense attorney, fairly well-known, Brian Claypool, says that's no longer the defense. There's a new defense that the police tried to entrap her, that they didn't have enough criminals to deal with, that they wanted to frame an innocent person, Dahlia DiPolito, so they could be on the show Cops. Before I go to very well-known defense attorney Brian Claypool, who's defending Dahlia this time around, with a brand new defense, I guess the truth changed. I want to thank SimpliSafe, our sponsor, for making this podcast possible. SimpliSafe makes home security affordable. at $14.99 a month. It is so simple to install. They even have a video online. And I swear my children, who are 9 years old, could install this thing. A thing I like about it is that it is not connected to your landline or your cell phone. So if someone were to cut the line to your home, this security alarm is not dependent on that. It's got its own cell activation. So you don't have to worry about that. It's just not right that wealthy people can have home security and everybody else cannot. Well, Simply Safe has fixed that. Go to simplysafe.com/Nancy and get another 10% off. Thank you, Simply Safe. Joining me right now is the attorney for Dahlia DiPolito, yet another Black Widow in my book, Brian Claypool. He is no stranger to the courtroom. Brian Claypool, you know, it hurts me to see you thrown in the same pot stewing with Dahlia DiPolito. I mean, hey, all I can say is don't take a chai tea from this woman, okay? I mean, because you know, this ain't her first time at the rodeo. Yeah. Her husband told me point blank that she tried to kill him before this with some chai tea from Starbucks. What is that anyway? I don't even know what chai tea is, but whatever it is, the husband says she tried to kill him with that and it didn't work, Brian.
I've yet to have coffee at Starbucks with Dahlia. But I'll tell you this much. You remember, Nancy, Law School 101? Remember that doctrine? Remember that doctrine that you got taught about fruit of the poisonous tree? It's a basic legal concept. Yeah, remember that one? Well, that's what this case is about. It's about police officers and law enforcement who can't break the rules, violate the law, and then use the evidence they've generated from a corrupt investigation to implicate somebody, even if you think that person is guilty. It's basic law 101.
Brian, let me understand this. Your defense, is it no longer that when she hired a hitman to kill her husband, and it's all caught on video, which I love. I love watching Dahlia DiPolito, especially when they tell her the husband is dead. And she's like, no, no, no. I love that so much. And she bends over in grief, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I also like the one where she's got in the car with the hitman and the whole thing is bugged and, you know, got tricked out with video. And she's not just 100% sure. She says, what, I'm 5,000% sure I want him dead? Now, I thought your defense was that was really a script for a reality show. Is that not the defense anymore?
No, remember the second trial we did was in late November. And we got a jury, we got a hung jury in early December. And in fact, I know, brace yourself. I don't want you to pass out or anything.
I'm braced.
But five jurors in our favor. It was 3-3, and then there were two alternate jurors in the last trial.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the TV shows, I believe it was Dateline, tracked them down, the two alternates, and guess what? I must have been able to put something in the coffee of those five jurors, because they voted to acquit Dahlia DiPolito. And in fact, Nancy,
how many jurors were there? 50?
Yeah, well in Florida, and by the way, we're going to have the third trial. I don't know if you knew this. The third retrial of Dahlia DiPolito takes place. It starts on June 2nd.
I could not be happier. I may just have to come down there and watch you, Brian Claypool.
Yes.
Now, something very serious you said before you started talking about this juror and that juror did this one and that one according to Dateline. First, they were alternates, thank God in heaven. But you said, that was the defense at the second trial. So you've got a different defense? That's not the defense anymore, that it was all a script?
Yeah, right. The reality script is not part of the defense for Dahlia.
Well, why? If it's the truth,
because it's not true. The reality is this, and a lot of your
well,
listeners.
Wait, she sat there in court and let her lawyer say all the things she said to a hitman. She thought that was a script.
That was bad. That yeah.
Does naughty lawyers.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, you keep coming back to this chai tea or latte. I mean, I think something something must have been in that, that chai latte of her first lawyer to come up with that.
Well, what's the defense this time? Is the defense this time that the police did it? It's their fault. Oh, I'm just so happy.
Yeah. Well, look, it's not Nancy, it's not that it's their fault, but what a lot of your
I try not to laugh
not
out loud. Because
no,
okay, I'm trying not to laugh out loud.
That first phone
what?
Call, people don't realize this. The first phone call made by the confidential informant to the Boynton mm-hmm. Beach Police Department reported a domestic abuse concern, and that mm-hmm. person reported that that Dahlia said the following. Okay, here's what she said, Nancy. Here's
okay, I'm
said.
Listening. I can't wait.
Yeah, she said what? Two things. She said, number one, I've been physically abused by my husband, and I either want to be dead or he needs to be dead. That is the context of the first phone call. And the problem that the state prosecutor is going to have in this case, again, is that nobody took serious this domestic abuse call. They didn't filter that out, vet it
okay,
at all.
Hold on. Let me go back. I want to go back even earlier than that, Brian Claypool. Is it true that Dahlia DiPolito first date with her husband was when he paid her because she was a hooker?
Oh, God. Yeah,
she was not an escort?
Whenever I'm down and out and I need a good laugh, I'm going to call you for some quotes.
Wait, so you're telling me she was not a hooker?
That is comical. I mean,
wait,
I know, you
are you telling me she was not a hooker?
Act on the Dahlia DiPolito case.
Was she an escort?
She was not an escort. Mike, Nancy, you're believing a convicted felon who propagated that story. Here's a guy who stole money from elderly folks. Now, that's what he says. He says that she was an escort and that's how he met her. Why would you believe somebody who lies to elderly folks and bilks money out of them? Yeah, they were certainly perfect for each other. You're not going to fall for that Mike DiPolito trap, are you? Watch out. Look out.
Yeah, probably. Then how did they meet?
You know what? I know you're going to think this is a joke, and I'm not trying to. I'm not.
What in Sunday school?
Coffee again, but they met at a Starbucks. Yes, it was a Starbucks. So that's where they met.
Okay, because I'm looking at evidence. I'm looking at evidence right now, which are texts from her phone, where she is, where she's saying hi. And she's using her pseudonym. And he goes, great, let's hook up next week. But question, can we forget the hourly fee and just go out for drinks?
Is that Dahlia's phone or my ex-girlfriend's phone? I can't, which one is it?
And then he says, how are you coming dressed? I would love you in a real short skirt with pink underwear, if that's okay. She writes back, sure. And she is setting up a hookup for money. So you're telling me that's not a hooker?
Yeah, that's not. I haven't seen that.
No, absolutely not. I don't know where.
No, I haven't seen that. Nancy, that wasn't. That would never come in. That's never going to come into evidence anyway. You know that. Even if that's true. And
I didn't say it was
true.
Coming into evidence. I'm asking you what the truth is. No, I'll
evidence,
tell you where I saw it.
Look,
it's in the New Times at Broward Palm Beach. Newspaper. The New Times.
I believe my client.
It's printed.
I believe my client. I believe that's fiction, and there's no proof that's her phone and that she's making those text messages. It's all hearsay. So I don't put any value into that at all. I mean, I've known mm-hmm. her for over two years now. I've got to know her family. Nobody wants to know the human side of her. Everybody
I think I know the human side. I think I know
Pardon
that,
me?
Brian Claypool. I think I know the human side because she was on house arrest with her mother and had the right to go to her lawyer and to church. And somehow she got pregnant. How'd that happen? On house arrest.
Yeah.
I think she went somewhere else.
Hey, you aren't suggesting I'm the dad, are you?
No, I hadn't thought of that. But now that you brought it up.
Come on. Hey, wait. Come on. You think Are you suggesting that at one of those lawyers, one of her meetings with the lawyers, maybe that didn't take place at the legal office? Who knows? I don't know.
I am just looking at all the texts that this woman is sending, but you still say she was never a hooker. Okay. It looks like you're under Dahlia DiPolito's spell. I'm worried about you, Brian Claypool.
Hey, Nancy, you know that Dolly actually mentors some of the people at church. She religiously goes to church.
Oh, dear Lord in heaven.
So, you know, people, you've been in cases before where people are portrayed one way in the public, but they're not really, that's not really who they are. You know, so Dolly's
got a bad rap. So let me understand this. You say she was not a hooker, that she met her husband /
not a hooker. What else? What else?
Would be murder victim at a Starbucks,
she never tried to put water or engine coolant in her husband's coffee. That was another fictional.
It was
story.
Chai
that was good.
Tea.
That was good comedy. Go ahead.
And then you're saying the first defense that she sat there and lived through, where they claimed in front of a jury that all the things she said caught on tape, and the way she cried and carried on when the cops told her he was dead. But actually, it was a sting to see what she would do. They found out about it through the alleged hitman, and the husband wasn't killed. And then when she saw the husband at the police station, she goes, "Mikey, I didn't do it. I didn't do it." Do what? Why would she say that? Anyway, okay, so you're saying that was not true. So the defense this time is going to be what? What's your defense?
Yeah, the defense this time is that the police department not only violated its own policies and procedures in trying to set her up and lure her. Mm-hmm. You know what it's like, Nancy? You know what it was like? Have you ever gone fishing as a girl growing up? You throw that line out into the lake and you start pulling your line in and trying to hook a fish. That's exactly what this police department did. They were trying, luring her in, hooking her in, trying to get her on.
Yeah,
because
they have so many resources. They don't have enough dopers and killers and sex offenders. They got to go try and get Dahlia DiPolito, not a hooker. Okay, so they spend their spare time trying to frame an innocent person. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. You want to know why? Let me tell you.
Why?
Nancy, you always talk about motive, don't you, right? You always talk about motive. Let me give you the motive real quick. We found an email.
Pins and needles.
Yeah, okay. All right, brace yourself again. I don't want the paramedics over
braced.
The second time, but here's another one. We found an email for the second trial. The chief of police is sending an email out to everybody at the police department saying, "Hey, let me know when the first episode of Cops comes out with Dolly in it so we can have a big viewing party. Ha, ha, ha." Well, gee whiz.
That really doesn't bother me.
They're more worried about a good TV show for cops than they are upholding
the law. No, they're not.
That's your defense.
Look, Dahlia DiPolito tried to kill her husband at least once so she could get a hold of his condo. And it was all on video. And that happened to be when Cops was in that jurisdiction filming.
Oh, no.
And that's what happened. And then when it was all over, she's so obviously guilty, they were going to watch it and get a kind of a laugh off of it because they couldn't believe anybody would be so darn dumb as Dahlia DiPolito.
Well, Nancy, I'm going to throw you a consolation prize now. If I get Dahlia, here's my consolation prize to you. If I get Dahlia acquitted in June, I'm going to force you to meet her. We're going to all meet for coffee at Starbucks.
I want to meet her, but I'm not drinking any coffee.
Okay. You're going to have a face-to-face with her, okay?
I'm going to bring my own. I'm bringing my own coffee in a thermos. You can count on that, friend. Brian Claypool, I'm afraid the defense is going to change by the time you finally take it to trial, Brian Claypool. Okay, Claypool, see you in court,
right,
man. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah. See you soon, Nancy. Thank you.
Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Alan, did you hear that?
That was incredible. That's
amazing.
Yeah,
I love that guy. He's still here. Hello.
If you do get her acquitted, I want to come to that coffee brunch.
What is it with you men? Can't you see through her? Don't get near her with a 10-foot pole, and for Pete's sake, don't have coffee with her.
Okay.
trying to save your darn lives here. I'm trying to save your life. Claypool, you better watch out. Claypool, I'm serious.
But I'm not going to let you look.
She would love nothing more than to marry. She would love to nothing more than to marry a successful lawyer like you, and then off you.
There were rumors floating around that the kid was mine for a while, but.
Well, Nancy, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Brian, but I have not heard that.
Look, you already think so lowly of me for defending you. I don't want you to think worse. I can assure you one fact. It's not my baby, okay? Not.
Good to know. Good to know. And you know what Shakespeare said? Methinks thou doth protest too much.
Too funny.
Again, I want to thank Simply Safe for being with us on this podcast. Simply Safe, thank you for making home security affordable, because I want to protect my family, and I'm sure everybody else does too. Thank you, Simply Safe. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.